The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, you think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler. At AJ is the real. At Jon Snow with a zero, not an O. At Degenerates 975. You can also text the show 713-780-3776. As 979 says, if he's not better than Savage by the halfway point, they wasted a draft pick. I don't agree with that. I think ideally when you draft a guy like this, it's 2018 is when you're looking for your production. So it doesn't mean they wasted a draft pick. I know we're in an instant. This is the instant gratification society, and guys have to be great right off the bat, or else they're total failures. But you know, sometimes there is development time needed, and some guys develop faster than others. And he may be. I think he'll be better than Tom Savage at some point next season. And when he is, he'll get in there. You know what? It was Chase that called earlier, right? I'm going to give him an opportunity here because he sounds like he needs to win something. So, Chase, if you want this, call back. If not, I'll give it to somebody else. Two tickets to the Houston Whiskey Social tomorrow. Texas Whiskey Events and the Warriors for Freedom Foundation bring the Houston Whiskey Social back to H-Town, featuring select single-barrel offerings, whiskeys from around the world, and fine food to match. Win two tickets to the second annual event at the HSR Event Center. It's Friday at 7. Tickets are still available. Log on to HoustonWhiskeySocial.com and pick up some today. So, Chase, if you call back in the next 5 minutes, you get the whiskey tickets. How's that sound? And if not, we'll give them to somebody else. 713.
Me.
Well, yeah, we're gonna be at the track.
Oh, okay.
So, 713. Let Savage start. He'll be hurt by week two anyway. I have over under at 6 quarters on him. I think 6 quarters before he gets hurt. Regular season. So let's squeeze in a call here. Mike D. What's up, Mike D?
What's up, guys? Sports.
Sports to you.
Yeah, with Shaka Smart getting a commitment from Muhammad Bamba today and getting a top five class, they don't make a run this year's tourney. Are they, is it Shaka's last reign in Houston or in Texas?
I don't know. I mean, it's hard to say that a guy will get canned when he's brought in two of the top 10, 15 players in the country to a team that didn't even make the tournament, was the worst team in the Big 12. So, I mean, from a recruiting angle, he's doing a great job. He's just got to get these guys to play. And mostly he's got to get his wings to make some shots, which he hasn't been able to do in the last 2 years. So, obviously, I don't know anything about these guys. They're high school kids. But on paper, it seems like they're getting some of the best guys in the country. They should be able to make something happen this year. And if he can't, I'd have cause for concern. But my guess is his leash will be a little bit longer because of who he's bringing in. And with Texas just having to – I mean, they just had to pay a Charlie Strong buyout. I'm sure they're not looking to just dump a bunch of money into a new guy to fire Shaka Smart. So – I think there'll be a little bit of patience with him.
Yeah, and the main thing is he's got to get something out of these kids.
Yep.
It's one thing to bring them in. It's another thing to turn them into players. And, you know, it hasn't happened yet, but I don't think the guy forgot how to coach. It's just coaching at Texas is a different animal. And we'll see how it plays out. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. Boy, whoever it was that called and asked about Cavs -4.5 yesterday.
Yeah, worked out.
Yeah, it did work out. They look like a fresh team, and the Celtics look like a team that just went to the wire against the Wizards. I saw a weird stat about teams in Washington in elimination games. So Wizards, Capitals, or Game 7s. I think they're like 0 for their last 19 in Game 7s.
Man.
That's pretty... I mean, I know things suck here, but if you're could Washington... Yeah. 0-15 in closeout games since the team last made a conference final in D.C. That was the stat. But yeah, Cavs look pretty good. And LeBron scores 38 and says he didn't even feel that good.
I think we can... probably we can go ahead and pencil in Cavs Warriors 3, right?
Yeah. I said this the other day. Let's just let them both sweep to it and let's get on with it and, you know, quit wasting time.
I'm with you.
So Cavs look pretty good. I you know, and I know keep saying how the Warriors are going to roll, but I think you look at the Cavs and the way they've upped their game in the playoffs. They do it every year. That's LeBron. And they're playing the best they've played all year, I think.
Do you, and I was hearing some of this yesterday, people are, there's some people who are upset that it's going to be Cavs-Warriors again, and they want parity and things like that. And you know how I feel about that. I'd like to see the two best teams play. And these are the two teams. I feel like we could have skipped the entire regular season and playoffs and just let these two teams play for the trophy, and I would have been fine with it. But do you think it's a negative look for the NBA to have the same two teams playing in the finals 3 years in a row?
I think unless there's something sexy that can mix it up, no, I don't think so. I mean, is it a great look? No, but. To me, is it a great look that Ottawa might make the friggin' Stanley Cup Finals? No.
Yeah, would you rather that? Would you rather one scrubby team make it and just get blown out? And here's the other thing I started thinking about. Did anybody complain? And I don't know because I wasn't alive. But did anybody complain when the Celtics and Lakers were playing every year?
No, the only people who complained were the Rockets crashed the party a couple times. And... Rockets fan always thought, well, they should be in there, but no. I mean, that was what you wanted to see, and well, but the difference was though there was alternatives because the Sixers were really good with Dr. J,
right?
And you know they never could quite get there. Then they get Moses Malone and they win it, but they were deserving. It was they had one of the greatest players of all time, and so you really had and you had some other teams that were interesting. But no, you want to see Lakers-Celtics every year because you want to see Bird and Magic. You want to see Kareem. You want to see Robert Parrish and his slow old ass. I mean, that was those series were great. I don't think this has the same cachet because it's not the Lakers and the Celtics. If you were to put LeBron in a Celtics uniform.
You want different uniforms on them? That would make the difference?
But I think from a national perspective, yeah, you want the sexy teams. If this were the Knicks and the Lakers... then that's all anybody would talk about. That's all they would talk about. And that's not, I mean, it's not fair, but it's real. It's reality.
But doesn't having LeBron James sort of supersede any jersey that they could be wearing because they've got this, you know, once in a generation player?
Well, it does, but you don't think if this were the Knicks that it wouldn't be a bigger deal and that people wouldn't be begging to see it?
Like if LeBron played for the Knicks?
Yeah.
Oh, well, sure.
That's my point. They're sexy.
LeBron playing for any, I mean, he plays for like the least sexy franchise, but I feel like with him there though, it makes it interesting. I also, when I was thinking about this question, I came to find that there's never been 3 years in a row where the same two teams played in the finals. So this would be the first time ever. The Lakers and the Celtics, all the times that they, there was always
a little interruption somewhere.
One team would slip up and not make it. Sometimes it was the Rockets. Sometimes it was the Sixers, like you said. It was, and even going back to like the first time when it was in the 60s when the Celtics won every year, sometimes it would be the San Francisco Warriors would show up, and one year it was supposed to be, it would have been 3 years in a row, and the Knicks won instead of the Celtics. So we've never had the same teams play in the finals 3 years in a row. So this will be a first time, assuming that it happens.
832 says, they can't waste time, Fred. Finals date is preset. I know that, but it's wasting my time to sit here and
it is
watch extra games that I don't care about.
The Warriors and the Spurs aren't going to play again until Saturday. What?
Yeah.
What are we doing? Why? I mean, I just don't get it.
I think that's part of the thing that's maybe taking some of the luster off it for people.
And I think Cavs Celtics playing game one after Spurs Warriors played game two doesn't help.
No.
Gotta let them catch up. That's probably why, yeah.
713-780-ESPN. Let's squeeze on one more phone call before we go to break. Mark, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing sports.
Hey, man. I know it's not Wednesday. Can I ask a what are the odds question?
Okay.
What are the odds that the Comets will come back, and what are the odds that Dynamo will win a road game this month? I'll hang up and listen.
My guess is about 0.0 on the Comets coming back.
Yeah, and...
I don't know. I mean, I've heard the Dynamo are struggling on the road, but
they've also been really good at home.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't follow the Dynamo enough to give you a straight answer on that.
We got a Comets and Dynamo in the same question.
Yeah. When's the next time that Soccer Matters is on, Jung?
Tomorrow.
Okay. So call in tomorrow and ask.
Save that question for tomorrow.
And when is the next time WNBA Today is on?
It's actually going to preempt our show at 5:30.
Oh, okay. So okay. WNBA Yesterday is the one we're looking for.
Yeah, yeah.
Or the Cheryl Swoop show?
Not a real thing.
How about the Cynthia Cooper show?
Nope. Not
the
a real
The Kim Parach? Oh,
nope.
Never mind.
Not
that
real
one.
Thing.
Oh, but I think she's dead.
Yeah, she is. 713-780-ESPN. What the hell is that? Sorry, man. That gets worst call of the year.
At least of the day.
Of the day, certainly. And it hasn't been a great day for calls. I mean, we've had one really good one, and yeah, not so much. So, 713-780-ESPN. Tell the people about Allied Outdoor Solutions.
Oh, I will, Fred. It's getting to be summertime. You want to spend more time outdoors, but maybe you're thinking, my pool deck is ugly. My grayed out patio is looking rough. I don't want to go out there. It makes me bummed out. Well, you know what you can do? You can fix that with Carve Stone. It'll give you the superior look of real stone on your existing surface for way less money. It's trialed hand carved, custom colored for your home, so it looks great. It's twice as strong as concrete, and Allied stands behind it with a 7-year warranty. They can help you save money. They offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. They can help you with residential and commercial projects. There's so many great things about Allied. Save yourself the hassle and expense of tearing everything out and starting over. Go with a carved stone overlay. Get the look and feel of real stone for less from Allied Outdoor Solutions today. Stop by the showroom, I-10 in the Beltway, or check out the Carved Stone Projects photo gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. Or give them a call for a risk-free estimate, 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
You're going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN's your number. Soccer Bilal has us covered on the Dynamo. 45% against Real Salt Lake, he says.
Okay.
So I trust Soccer Bilal.
The future's bright.
Yeah. That's such a dumb name, Real Salt Lake. Dude, I know you're trying to name your teams after real teams, but yeah, Salt Lake and Madrid, y'all are so close in every way. Get out of here. Squeeze in some calls. Steven, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Sports.
Just kind of wanted to call and see. I know y'all usually listen to some good music and everything. Wanted your opinion on the Chris Cornell situation. I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, we talked a lot about him first segment of the show. So check out the podcast arena. But yeah, we were both big fans.
And yeah, we've been playing his music the entire show.
Bummer of a deal, but I mean, dude killed himself. I mean, it is.
Yeah, I mean, it's not something I'll ever understand.
No.
But Romero, what's up?
Hey, I was calling in to see if I have any comments on the Rockets bringing in Serge Ibaka. I mean, obviously we need another superstar, or not superstar, but another star that can get some pressure off of Harden. Let me know what you think about that, and I'll hang up and listen.
I mean, Serge Ibaka is a guy who, I mean, I guess it's about the level of guy I could see them bringing in. I don't know that he fits exactly what they'd like to do, and I don't know that I would consider Serge Ibaka a star at this point. So that's tough. He wouldn't seem to fit the D'Antoni thing. Like they're trying to get more and more to where all their bigs can shoot threes, and he doesn't fit that role. But who knows?
Yeah, I don't know how much of an upgrade that is. I mean, they're going to have to do something. They're going to have to add somebody. But I have no idea what they're going to do. And I don't know who's going to be interested in coming here. I don't know who's going to be available. They don't have a ton of assets to trade. So trades are going to be difficult.
Yep.
But let's try David.
David.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're doing sports.
People are complaining because they don't want to see Cleveland and the Warriors, but it is the best matchup. And like I was telling the guy who answered the phone earlier, you don't want to see another Philadelphia Lakers series where it was Allen Iverson versus the Lakers. You don't want to see another New Jersey versus San Antonio or Cleveland versus San Antonio when LeBron took on the Lakers and Eric Snow was the point guard. So you want the best matchup possible. So if that's the best matchup, take it, live with it, and roll with it.
That's kind of where I'm at.
Yeah, I'm just ready for these series to be over.
Yeah, I just don't need any more Celtics, Cavs, or Warriors, Spurs. I'm done with that.
Yeah. 713-780-ESPN.
And honestly, you know, had the Spurs won that first game, my interest level in this series would be so much greater. But because they choked that thing away.
And now Leonard's limping around and, you know, iffy.
I mean, it's hard to even get excited about it.
A couple of things from Twitter. Patrick tweeted us a picture. Says this applies to every gym of the day. Says everything happens for a reason. Sometimes the reason is you're stupid and make bad decisions. It's pretty good. Rob says if the strippers were doing their job right, we wouldn't have to worry about any pressure with Harden. That's probably true. Chris said, can the callers get mixed in with stupid stuff? They usually do. We usually put callers on stupid stuff when they're not good. Let's see. Let's try Brandon.
Sports, fellas.
Sports to you.
Yeah, I'm going to see the hometown Tigers versus the Astros on Monday. And I just want to know how the hell can I avoid the Woo guys at all times possible. I really don't want to hear all that.
Well, there's no avoiding that, my friend.
Headphones. That's my new thing. I'll just bring my headphones and listen to Chris Cornell. But it's an epidemic. There's a group of fans that think that's cool, and so they're going to keep doing it, and there's not really anything any of us can do about it.
Yeah.
Mike. Let's do Mike. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey,
I had a quick question, man. I wanted to know, what do you see happening in the East? Do you see any scenario that would make the Eastern Conference more than a one-team conference with dethroning LeBron? Any, like, the Celtics doing anything, the Knicks doing anything that would actually give LeBron a run?
I mean, I think if LeBron is playing at his best, no. And he tends to play at his best in the playoffs. But, like, let's say for some, let's say by some stretch, that the Celtics are able to add Paul George. That's been a rumored thing.
Right.
The Celtics trading that number one pick for Paul George, which, you know, Paul George, because he didn't make an All-NBA team, he's set to make less money from Indiana than he could have. And the money that Indiana can give him is not that much more than anybody else. So let's say he decides to leave. You've got an Isaiah Thomas, Paul George, Al Horford Celtics.
And let's say if they go out and sign Gordon Hayward. It's possible.
Yeah, he would be a perfect.
It's possible,
Celtic,
but then I mean, but then you're not going to be able to keep Paul George too, because you're not going to have that many max contracts.
Well, I mean, I guess you could sign and trade Paul George for the number one pick and some pieces.
It seems unlikely.
Well, I think the Celtics are the only team you can look at and say they might have the ability to do that because they have the number one pick. They're going to have another high pick next year.
Yeah.
So they may have assets to go get.
But even
a guy,
then, I prefer LeBron, Kyrie, and Kevin Love over that.
I still prefer it, but I mean, that team's pretty good already. If they could add another player, then I think they could close the gap. I don't know that it's, you know, you've got to get the right guy. I think they've got a better coach. But
that's the thing. The two best coaches, and it tells you what the NBA is really about. The two best coaches right now in the NBA are just getting hammered.
Yeah.
And it doesn't even matter. You can be the best coach in the world. If you don't have the talent, it doesn't matter. And you could see right now who the talented teams are. It's Cleveland and Golden State.
7-1-3.
Boy, the Celtics, I mean, they just have no answer for LeBron James. I don't know who, like when they sit down and they're like, all right, how should we put this together? When Brad Stevens looks at his game planning and he's like, what should I do to slow down LeBron James? I feel like even when the series started, there was still a giant question mark next to that because he has no idea. There's no answer for it. You know, they put Al Horford on him. Nope, that's not working. They tried everything last night. And LeBron, it was just, he was bullying people. It looked like a grown man playing against a bunch of high school kids, like where they're trying to do everything right, but they just can't. You know, he's stretching his arm out, and they can't reach the ball. It's just shameful.
May KAS, with the Rockets style and wanting to outscore teams, couldn't Melo fit? Knicks just want him gone. I mean, he'd probably be a fit for what they're trying to do. Does that make him good enough? I don't think so. I mean, that's...
No, I don't think so either. I mean, you have that guy on your team.
Pretty much.
You really want to add more guys who don't try on defense and score? You've got that.
Oh, man. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Let's do one more here. Sean.
Sports, guys.
Sports to you.
Sports, guys.
Hey, now.
Hey, got a question. Let's talk some Astros here. Obviously, you know, Astros have won four straight. They're 9-1 in the last 10 games. They got a 7.5 lead over the Rangers, who actually just won 9 straight. They won today. So my question is, what do the Astros have to do to keep this momentum going, and can they do it through the All-Star break? Because, you know, we've also seen a lot of teams falter after the All-Star break and they lose it. And if anything, should they pick anybody up at the trade deadline? And if so, who should you think they should pick up, guys? I'll hang up and listen.
Well, we've talked about that kind of a bit. We've talked about the fact that they need another starting pitcher. I will say this. And with the exception of the Yankees, I believe they've not played a winning team in almost a month or something like that.
Yeah, and they're doing what they're supposed to do, which is beat those teams up.
And you're about to get into a tougher part of the schedule. You've got a 10-game homestand coming. Cleveland, Detroit, Baltimore, all solid teams. Then you go on the road to Minnesota, who's a surprisingly good team. Then you've got you're at Texas and at Kansas City, and Texas is clearly better now than they were when you played them earlier this year. And Kansas City's always a tough road trip, so you've got some real games coming up. I think this team's good enough to keep that momentum going. And the trade deadline's a good ways away. I mean, you got time to figure out what you are, but yeah, I still think they're going to need a pitcher, maybe two. Maybe three.
The thing is, if they can just go 500 for a while here, they'll be fine.
Yep.
And then make a move at the deadline, which I think they will, which we've talked about a lot. All right, guys. Yesterday we talked a lot about Texas Mattress Makers because we were out there, And, man, it was great seeing Yuval and Lax and Rachel and all the gang out there. And a couple people came out, said they were buying mattresses. And if you haven't, if you didn't get a chance to listen to Yuval yesterday, if you don't want to buy a mattress from this guy, then you just don't want to buy a mattress. Because not only that, Memorial Day, factory sale, and you can take advantage of the biggest factory discounts available right now. 25% off factory direct prices. And they make the beds right there. They sell them directly to you. So you're already saving 50%, maybe more off of what you pay in a retail store. Now take 25% off of that, any kind of bed. And whether you like to sleep on your back, your side, or your stomach, hot or cold, they've got you covered. And, you know, they take care of veterans. And you heard Yuval say it yesterday. Tomorrow's the last Memorial Day that they're going to be open. Even though they sell a lot of mattresses, he thinks we should honor our vets. And they're just great people over there. They do a ton in the community. And how about this? Number one mattress store on Yelp. So it's not just us that loves these guys. Everybody does. Thousands agree. Texas Mattress Makers delivers on quality and price. Go visit them today. 4619 Navigation at the corner with Lockwood. Tell them you heard about it on the Blitz, and they will take care of you. Texas Mattress Makers, the best sleep at the best price, guaranteed.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by.
Careful what you do before the lie becomes the truth. Billie Jean is not my lover. She's just a girl.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. I'm going to give something away to the people because that's what I like to do. $50 gift card to the Vapor Reserve. Was down there yesterday, man. That is a cool place. They've got all kinds of awesome flavors. And I've got my rig sitting right here. That got from Vapor Reserve. So go check them out. I was at the one in Deer Park. There's one in Kingwood, too. But you're going to get a $50 gift card to the Vapor Reserve, the only premier destination vape shop in Houston, now with two locations, Kingwood on Loop 494 and Deer Park on Center Street, offering 80 different varieties and premium liquids. Shop Vapor Reserve for all your vaping supplies and maintain your equipment. Browse through their products online at thevaporreserve.com. Caller 10, $50 gift card. Taking care of the people today because we love the people. Get your business done?
Yeah, of course.
Poor Michael Carroll. Every time he walks in here, one of us is always looking at him like, oh, great. And the other one's like, yes, not me. I got mine done before the show, so I knew who it was coming for.
Nestor says, I owe $50, got offered Cavs in the finals, double or nothing. Do the Cavs have a chance? Would you all take it? Is if you're saying the Cavs will get to the finals... Yeah, I would take that.
I'm guessing he means that he has $50. Well, I guess if you get, I think he means Cavs over the Warriors.
I would not take that bet.
I would just pay my $50 and
just pay your $50 because if you want to bet on the Cavs over the Warriors, you're probably going to get plus 300
right.
or better.
Right.
So,
which is so take your $50 and bet on that if you're going to do it because yeah. even money's not a fair bet. All right. Let's squeeze on a couple calls real quick. Ben the Skeleton. What's up, Ben the Skeleton?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Long time no see or talk. But
or eat.
I was just giving, a little 2 cents, my opinion, on the strategy you were talking about with Brad Stevens on guarding LeBron. And I know you guys have mentioned basically what is he going to do, kind of just keep him up at night or whatever, but... I think kind of going back to, I want to say it was the Pistons, the way that they did it whenever the strategy for Shaq and Kobe, which was basically, I mean, that's not a new theory by any means, but kind of just basically play lockdown 4-on-4 with the other guys and then just go 1-on-1 with LeBron and let him do anything he wants. Just don't let him pass and set up the other guys because it's not really, granted, he could easily top 60 if you just play him 1-on-1 every time, but it's not in his nature to try to score as many points as possible. He's a kind of a get the whole team involved type player. So I think if you just do your best to shut down everybody else and then just let him try to score as much as possible. That's probably your best bet in terms of, I guess, limiting his overall impact.
Well, it doesn't seem to be working so far.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the strategy they want to stick with. But, you know, I have a lot of respect for Brad Stevens. I think he's very good. But, man, he just seems overmatched here. And, again, the NBA is one of these – it's one of these leagues. And, you know, to the extent – maybe more than any other sport – well, baseball may be the same boat. But, like, great coaching is nice to have. But talent beats everything. If you've got the best players, you'll probably win. And you've got some special players in Cleveland, and you've got some special players at Golden State. And if the strategy is to let LeBron score 38, 40, whatever he had last night, I don't know that that's – they may want to rethink that now. And by the way, Kevin Love had a hell of a night too. I shouldn't act like – and so did Tristan Thompson. So they got a pretty balanced balanced effort from their guys.
AKS, what scenario could you see from the first that would demand Mayweather McGregor 2? Floyd gets knocked down but wins. I honestly, man, I'm not commenting on any of this until it's actually done. Yeah. And there's a fight.
Show me there's a date and they're going to fight, and then yeah, we'll talk about it.
And
they asked about Mayweather McGregor 2 before you even won.
Yeah. Because Dana came out and said, oh, the McGregor part of it's done. Okay, yeah, so that's not the guy you're going to have to get.
Here's an interesting question.
Interesting question. When it rains, no Mayweather McGregor. When it's sunny, no Mayweather McGregor.
Here's an interesting question.
Are there any three players not from Cleveland, San Antonio, or Golden State that you could put together on a team and they would win?
Like a title?
Yeah. Like that you would like them more than you like what Cleveland or Golden State has. I would argue no.
I think you could. Like, you could pick anybody.
Anybody from any roster except for those three, and you tell me that team would be good enough to beat the Warriors?
I think so. You can probably put an all-NBA team together.
Go ahead.
You probably have what either your choice of, you know, Anthony Davis or Rudy Gobert as a center.
Okay.
You might have to give me like a couple minutes to figure this out, but I think you could.
Okay. I'll go now.
Yeah, I'm kind of with it. I could put together a team that would be really good.
But not better than the Warriors or the Cavs.
That I would say would be better. Yeah, I just don't see it. I mean
let's just look at the...
See, that's because
the all NBA teams right now.
Well, yeah. I mean,
here's the best.
Do you really want Harden or Westbrook on that team?
Yeah. What, John, would Harden or Westbrook make your team?
I would take, probably take Westbrook over Harden.
Okay. So let's say I give you Westbrook, Anthony Davis, and Antetokounmpo or Isaiah Thomas. Like,
I'd probably take Giannis.
Okay. You think that's good enough?
No, you would have to. I mean, you'd have to basically build your entire roster around like, super team.
I think you'd have to take five of these guys.
I think so too. Because the reality is, like, whoever you pick at point guard,
you know what?
Let's say you take Russ or James Harden. Let's just say they're canceled out by Steph Curry.
I think I'd take John Wall over those two.
Okay,
just because he plays, he's a great facilitator and he plays great defense.
Okay, let's say you take John Wall. Is John Wall better than Steph Curry?
No, but I think he can slow him down just a little bit. If I have John Wall, I'll probably put James Harden on that team.
Okay. So you're going to go John Wall, James Harden, and who's your third guy?
I only get three guys. I don't get five.
No. You get three stars.
Oh, I thought you meant you can build your entire roster around.
No.
Okay. Then no.
No,
then
no. He said what three guys could you put on the same team? Like you can't make a big three that could compete with what the Warriors or the Cavs have.
You can't.
It's impossible. I mean, without taking someone from those three rosters.
Well, the Warriors have two of the top three. Probably the two of the top three players in basketball.
Two of the top five for sure.
Yeah, yeah. And then the Cavs have two of the top 10.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not fair. Yeah. It's not fair.
As the Warriors have four. Yeah, they probably do have four.
Warriors have four of the top 15 guys in the league, I would say. Maybe four of the top 20.
20. I'd say 20, but yeah.
Depends on how Klay Thompson plays any given year.
Yeah. But
I mean, there's just those guys aren't out there.
And all you guys texting me Kawhi and such a...
Kawhi's on the Spurs.
He's on the Spurs. You're not allowed to use him. That was one of the ones you're not allowed to use. So there.
So you can't use the Spurs, Warriors, or Cavs rosters.
Yeah.
I don't think you can come up with three guys that can beat the Warriors or the Cavs, for that matter.
The three ball brothers, said LeVar. Well played, 850.
That is funny.
Yeah. All right. Tell the people about Window
World. Window World. That's right, Fred. It's getting hot out there, and that means your electricity bill is going to go up, 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 and that's no good. You're just throwing money out the window every day. Don't do that. Don't throw money out the window. Invest that money into new replacement windows that will eventually pay for themselves. That's why it's an investment. Window World's become the country's number one window company by offering a lifetime warranty, a higher quality product, and a low price that starts at just $189. And the first step to reducing your energy bills is calling Window World of Houston. Schedule your free written estimate. There's no hassle. There's no high pressure. It's a free estimate. You got nothing to lose. Give them a call, 713-439-1172, or go online to windowworldhouston.com. You're going to be impressed with what you see. These are high-quality windows. That lifetime warranty includes glass breakage and is transferable. 713-439-1172 or windowworldhouston.com. It's Window World, simply the best for less. No, she can't change me. And suddenly I can see everything that's wrong.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. We're going to Sam Houston Race Park tomorrow. Join The Blitz for a live broadcast of the park beginning at 4. Get you ready for this weekend's Preakness. Plus, enjoy the best drink special in town, 50-cent beer night. Then the Casey Donahue Band hits the stage after live racing. Also tonight, the HD Show with Fred Davis and All-Pro Henry Thomas at 7 o'clock. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Bum. All right, this is the one that Voldemort gave me yesterday that I couldn't find that we have to do. So, you know, Beth is here. She's going to be on at 6:15. You hear a commercial where she's talking about kissing? You've heard that, right?
I haven't heard that.
Okay, well, there's a commercial where she talks about kissing. So I'm going to kind of blame her for what happened here.
Okay.
Because this man is from Putnam County, Florida. And I think he was trying to work...
Putting him on your chin.
That's what he...
Bow!
Ba-dum-boom. Well, he tried to perform a kiss and wound up in the hospital because he tried to kiss a wild rattlesnake that had been caught and kept in captivity less than 24 hours prior to the incident.
Why do people do things like that?
Because they're from Florida. I mean, it's just silly.
People know that snakes are dangerous.
Oh, he said he found the rattlesnake on Monday night. He says he knows how to handle snakes and put it in a tank. Really?
Oh, I know how to handle those snakes. I just kiss them.
Yeah, you don't put them by your face.
No. That's
rule number one to handling them.
But he got up. His neighbors were playing with it, and they were playing with the snake. One boy said, I'm going to kiss it in the mouth, and the snake bit him in the face. Can I just say this? Much like the kids on the Metro Rail the other day, they should let this kid die. If you're dumb enough to kiss a rattlesnake, then you should just die. Because your life is not going to amount to anything, and you're
kind of with you on this. I hate to say it so bluntly, but I'm not.
It's true, and you're a Florida man.
Yeah, you're kind of getting what you deserve.
I can almost guarantee you that a year from now, this guy is eating someone's face off after
bath salts or something. Yeah, maybe so.
And Steven says again, natural selection at work. That's pretty much it. I'm team rattlesnake here. That's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
I'm never on Team Snake. the gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Bannock Jeweler gem of the day.
Nina says, are you guys getting my text? I want to know if I should be texting this number or not. My husband got me hooked on your show. Well, this is the number to text, but if it's going to get you in trouble with your husband, you probably shouldn't.
Yeah. Don't text us if your husband's not okay with it.
A lot of women listen to this show. It always surprises me.
Yeah. It's because we're super sexy.
Well, I don't know if that's the case.
Okay, you're right. I'm super sexy.
Yeah, and I have a super sexy voice. The rest of me sucks.
Right.
Let's squeeze through a couple quick calls. Al. Go, Al.
I heard you talking about the new poker room that's coming to Houston, and I was wondering what level should you be in your poker skills? You know, you just want to go there and have a good time, not piss anybody off making dumb plays.
From what I understand, they're going to have games for every level. So if you're just getting started and you just want to learn, they're going to have games for you. So and most people will be really cool, I mean, especially if you're playing at low levels and playing small tournaments. Most people are going to be really cool. So, you know, if you're just getting started, it's a good way. They'll just tell them. They'll put you at a table with – they're not going to stick you at a table with a bunch of sharks. And you can play in our tournament too. See, if you sit at our table, I'll be nice to you. Probably give you my chips. Cowboy Jared, you're next. Go.
Gentlemen, sports.
Sports to you, sir.
Quick question. With the defensive draft picks that the Cowboys made this year, do you think, of course, if we can get around past the second round of the damn playoffs, that we have what it takes offensively to beat Tom Brady and them boys if we were able to get to the Super Bowl?
You talking about the Cowboys?
Yeah, he's talking about the Cowboys.
Yeah, the Cowboys. We're able to get to the Super Bowl this year. And before I hang up, Fred, you know I've been listening to you since you and Matty Dean were on Sunday morning. And I listen to Brad O'Reill and I listen to Usual Suspects, and they good too. But I swear, man, if one more person calls their show and opens up their call with sports, I mean, I feel like if somebody calls their show and says sports first, y'all should revoke their Blitz card for at least a week.
No,
I hang up and listen.
That's okay. I didn't know that people were doing that, but I kind of like the idea of it, honestly.
Yeah. It's like we're a disease that's spreading.
Yeah, people do that on John and Raheel. They'll come in and they call and go, sports guys, and Raheel's like, wrong show.
Oh, that makes me happy.
Yeah.
It makes me chuckle every time.
Oh, well, I like the Cowboys a lot going into next season. My only question is does Dak Prescott stay the same? Does he take a step forward or does he regress? And I think there's a chance he regresses because especially the way he played at the end of the season when teams really started adjusting to him, he wasn't playing as well as he did earlier. And I think he has to make some adjustments to that. But if he can improve, then I think they're a Super Bowl contender. And I think they'll be in the mix again. But I think defensively, I like some of the things they've done. But the main thing about that defense, as long as they keep them off the field by running the ball, which is what they did last year, then they're fine. They've got enough. But I think Prescott is the big question mark.
I think so, too.
In my opinion.
And I'm a seller on Dak Prescott going into this year.
Not that
I'm saying he'll never, you know, be a good NFL quarterback. I think he probably will. But I do think that teams will make some adjustments to him, and this is going to be a tougher year for him than the first year was. And if I'm wrong, hey, kudos to him.
Yeah. I just don't know. I need to wait and see whether he, you know, if he comes out and shows some improvement, then boy, I think they're as good as anybody in the NFC. But I don't know who else is going to be good again. I mean, the Seahawks back?
I think the Seahawks will be back. I don't know how good Atlanta is without Kyle Shanahan. Yeah,
I think they're going to take a step back, but the Packers are always good. I think the Giants may be ready to make another run. And if you can get good Eli for 9 games, because they can win one game with bad Eli. But, the NFC to me is pretty open, but if the Cowboys play like they did last year, they're going to be among the favorites. Beating the Patriots, I don't know. If they got that far, Jason Garrett versus Bill Belichick, not going to like your chances.
And that's kind of the other problem for me with the Cowboys. And maybe by now I should be past it. I just can't take Jason Garrett seriously as a head coach. Like, I can't buy into Jason Garrett's a good NFL head coach.
I'm kind of with you.
So you match him up against Pete Carroll or McCarthy, any of these top NFC coaches, I'm probably leaning the other way.
Kind of with you on that. All right, 713-780-ESPN. We are, Lamont tweeted out in reference to today's Gem of the Day, the scene from Kill Bill 2 where the Mamba gets the brother.
Yep.
That's pretty funny.
All right, guys, guess how many Americans are disgruntled employees? If you can believe it, more than half. More than half are working in a job where they're not totally happy. Maybe they're, you know, riding around on the back of a garbage truck. Maybe it's they're about to have to work in the summer heat. Maybe they're having to work in the rain. Whatever you're disgruntled about, maybe you're just not making enough money. Why don't you check and see if the computer industry is right for you? Go to mycomputercareer.edu, take the free career evaluation today. And at My Computer Career, you could start a new life as an IT pro in months, not years. Even with zero experience, you attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week, and you're going to get the skills and industry certifications that you need to start your new career. My Computer Career is nationally accredited. Financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. What are you waiting for? Classes start soon. Go take the free career evaluation now at mycomputercareer.edu. That's mycomputercareer.edu.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.